Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The good news of Easter, is that good? That odd and that much fun. Now the women who got to the tomb, they were terrified. They were expecting death. But death wasn't there. The story from Matthew is just outlandish. And each of the gospel writers has a different way of portraying what that Easter Sunday morning looked like. I think because it was so hard to put the pieces together. But Matthew gives us a few unique words. Most importantly, Matthew tells the women at the tomb, "Fear not." Can you imagine the week they had? I mean, have you ever had a really bad week? The friends of Jesus had just had the worst week ever. And the worst part about being a friend of Jesus was they didn't know what was coming next. I mean, the crowds had turned on Jesus. The crowds were stirred up to shout, "Crucify!" Can you imagine being a friend of someone that everyone was cheering on to die? I can't. Outside of this crucifixion, resurrection story, I don't have any framework in my heart to even go there. And so the women came to the tomb, and there's an angel sitting on a rock, and he says, "Don't be afraid." The other thing he says is Jesus has already gone ahead of you. And that, I think, is the word for us today. Jesus is already ahead of us. We don't make it up. We don't do it. There's nothing I can preach that makes Jesus rise from the dead. He's already ahead of me on that one. You ever have one of those friends that's just a little bit smarter than you are? Like you're working puzzles together, and they're like, "Nah, I got it." Or in sports, you have that competitor that you're working against, and you seem like you're always coming in second because they're already ahead of you. This is Jesus. What do you have this week that you have to face? I know some of you are making difficult decisions. Jesus is already ahead of you. He's there waiting for you. Some of you have lost loved ones, and you're grieving. Jesus is already ahead of you there. He's grieving with you. He's standing next to you. He is within and around you to comfort you in your grief. He says, "Don't be afraid." What do you have that you're fearful of? Jesus Jesus is already ahead of you. He's already there. He says, do not fear. Fear doesn't solve stuff. And what about the ultimate? What about death? I know even Christians sometimes fear death. You know what Jesus says? Jesus says, I got this. I'm way ahead of you. I know the end of the story, and death does not win. Life wins. Love wins. Jesus wins. Brothers and sisters in Christ, on this day of resurrection, fear not. You have the best of the good news. Share that good news. It's not hard. Trust that good news. That means letting go. You've seen it before. I think it was Henry Nouwen said, if you approach God with clenched fists, God can't put anything into your hands. Let them go and allow yourself to receive. Fear not. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.